And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's story, Who Can Build a House, was written by Morton Wishengrad. The role of Nahum Nardi is played by Leon Janney.
Consider how a land is built. In the beginning is emptiness, only a distance of space and an altitude of hope, and not even a chair to sit on. Then one man takes an axe, and he cuts down a tree. A second man saws the log into lumber. A third man hammers the lumber into a wall, a floor, a roof. Behold, it is a house. In fields beyond the dwelling, a plowman comes and digs a furrow. His wife plants a seed. Rain falls. The sun comes out to shine. And there is growth and harvest, and a good season for children at play. Everything is touched with the dew of ripeness. But one thing lacks: a song. Then one man comes, and out of himself the melody arises and finds its own words. Words from the Bible. Words from the folk. Words from the poets. In the land of Israel, there are many songs and many singers. From the poet Bialik. But whose is the song? There are many composers now in the land of Israel. They've done fine things. But this song belongs to Nahum Nardi. And in one sense, his story is the story and the symbol of the composers and the makers of song in the land of Israel. In the year 1923, this man, Nahum Nardi, came to Tel Aviv.
On this side, we'll have a row of bookshops. Over there, a cinema. Directly opposite, a little theater. In between, a few art shops. Perhaps a gallery or two, and... Nardi, pay attention.
I'm tired, Eliyahu. Can't I sit down?
Don't be foolish. There's no place to sit down. Besides, I want to show you the rest of Tel Aviv.
The rest? Where's the beginning?
Nardi, have a little imagination.
I'd like to, but there's so much sand in my shoes. My feet hurt. Eliyahu, wouldn't it be better if I sat down?
Don't you want to see the city?
What city? All you showed me were 17 houses and 4 streets.
Close your eyes, you'll see it all. Squares, fountains, children in their perambulators, the modern houses fronting the streets with their terraces. Can't you see it, Nardi?
No, Eliyahu.
Imagination. Where's the poetry in your soul?
The poetry of my soul is rubbing against the sand in my shoes. I probably have 7 blisters.
You'll never be a pioneer, Nardi, not if you complain about a few blisters.
Excuse me, I'm sitting down. If you don't mind, I'll stretch out. You keep talking, Eliyahu. Just pretend I'm a friendly corpse.
Perhaps you'd like a cool drink and a straw.
That would be very nice.
Nardi, I write you off. You'll never be a pioneer.
Excuse me, I'm not a pioneer. I'm a piano player. I play Beethoven. You told me I'd give a concert in Tel Aviv.
You will, Nardi.
Where? On a sand dune?
Don't belittle us. We have a public school. The auditorium holds 100 people easily.
And who is going to come to hear Beethoven?
Everybody.
For instance?
See that man?
The one with the shovel?
His name is Mendel. He'll come. Hey, Mendel, what are you doing?
This is a fine place for a cesspool. I'm going to dig one.
Mendel, who wrote The Ruins of Athens?
Beethoven.
Well, Nardi, are you convinced?
It's a put-up job. I suppose Mendel is a former Polish poet.
Wrong. Mendel is a former chess player from Kharkov. I can show you Tel Aviv bricklayers who used to be philosophers and a well digger who speaks only algebra. But they all like music. Nardi, when you play Beethoven tomorrow, you better be good.
Pioneers of Tel Aviv, I want to thank my friend Nachum Nardi, who has come here from Kiev and given us an evening of Beethoven. It's pretty late, and Nachum Nardi is tired, so let's all go home.
Sit down, Eliyahu. You talk too much. Nardi, won't you play one more encore?
Of course. This has been a happy evening for me. What would you like?
Well, anything you yourself want to play.
Very well. This morning, I saw some children pretending they were construction workers. I listened to them. This is what they said. Who will build a house in Tel Aviv? We, the little children, will build a house in Tel Aviv. Bring bricks and bring cement, and we will build a house in Tel Aviv.
Nardi, that's just like a song.
Yes, and I know how the song sounds. Listen. I could sing the words, but I have a voice that's only good for cracking nuts. But Eliyahu knows the words.
Ibne, Ibne, Bayit Bet Tel Aviv. Ibne, Ibne, Bayit Bet Tel Aviv. Anahnu ha-halutzin, Nibne, Bet Tel Aviv. Abuchom, Merul, Benin, Benibne, Bet Tel Aviv. La, 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 la.
I was there in Tel Aviv at that first concert, and I understood that something was happening. Nachum Nardi was helping in his own way to build a land, oh, not with a hammer or with a plow, but with a simple tune in the key of E. All over the land of Israel, the little children began to sing a song of building. In Tel Aviv, they sang of houses built. In the settlements, they sang of fields plowed and planted with seed. And best of all, there were others like Nardi. They came to play Beethoven and Brahms, Bach and Chopin. But the land did something to them. They listened to the ancient winds. They touched the holy earth. They tasted the bread of the chalutzim and of the passing Bedouin, and they composed music. A music that was of the West and not of the West, of the East and not entirely of the East. It was a new music.
Eliyahu, I went to Jerusalem last week.
Did you, Nardi?
I found a narrow, winding alley in the old city. And in the alley, there was a Yemenite Jew who hummed something over and over again. Listen, I'll play it for you with one finger. What do you think?
I think, Nardi, that these days you seem much less interested in Beethoven and Chopin.
I don't know what I'm interested in. It seems that wherever I go, everything suggests melody.
Play that again, that phrase you heard in Jerusalem. Well, that That's only a phrase, Nardi. That's hardly a melody.
I know that, Eliyahu. But suppose I did this to the phrase. What do you think?
I think you ought to do something with it.
Not until I find the proper words, Eliyahu. Could I borrow your Bible?
Nardi, you want to pray?
I don't know what I want.
You've changed.
Have I?
You don't look like an esthete anymore.
That's good, Eliyahu.
No, don't be a snob, Nardi. Some of your best friends are esthetes. Come on, play a little Chopin.
I want to play Eretz Yisrael.
Well, Chopin played the Polonaise. I guess you can play... what's that thing in the Jerusalem Alley?
Eliyahu, please give me that Bible, will you? I'm sure the words must be there.
He began to go up and down the settlements of Israel. Beth Alpha, Tel Yosef, Ein Harad, Rishon LeZion, Degania. And it seemed that wherever he went, he found melodies.
Eliyahu, listen. I heard a farmer scold his goats up and down the key of G. And the goats scolded right back full of sharps and flats and sour milk. It's going to make a fine song.
He played everywhere. In open fields, on the slopes of a mountain, on the top of an old Ford truck. In the valley of Jezreel, when the electricity failed, he played in the moonlight. He played Beethoven, Chopin, and Liszt. And then, he played his own compositions.
This is still a fragment of a song. It's a song without words. Is there someone in the audience who can suggest words for the melody?
No one. But there were other settlements, other places, other concerts to give, other songs to make. And then one day, he came to a new place. A place not of houses, but of tents. And in one of the tents, there was a young woman who was reading to the children.
There once was a shepherd boy who played upon the harp. His songs brought joy to his flock and gladdened the hearts of men. When the wolf came for its prey, it heard the magic music and forgot its hunger. And who could know that this shepherd...
Don't stop because of me.
Oh, it's nothing. I was just reading to the children.
Your husband told me you would be here. Won't you finish the story?
Very well. And who could know that this shepherd lad would one day be the king of Israel? For this was David.
Is that all?
Yes. It isn't much of a story, is it? But the children like it.
Say the first line again, please.
Why, I...
Please, please.
There once was a shepherd boy who played upon the harp.
No, it won't do.
What won't do?
I'm trying to find words for a melody. What's your name?
Yona.
I'm Nachum Nardi. Your words aren't for my melody, but Yona, perhaps I can make up a melody for your words.
A song of David?
Yes. Yona, I came to this tent because your husband told me you were a singer. If I make a melody for your words by this evening... Will you sing them after my Chopin recital tonight?
Nardi, I don't know if it would be good for me. You see, I... That is, I'm going to have a baby very soon.
I promise you a gentle melody. Nothing to disturb your baby.
Nardi, I don't think I should.
Yona, if you sing when your baby comes, I'll make a song for him.
You will, Nardi.
Then you'll sing tonight. Tonight. David the Shepherd. Thank you, Yona.
He hadn't forgotten the tune that was in search of a verse. He locked it away in his mind. And he wrote for Yona a melody of a shepherd boy named David, who played upon a harp. It was a quiet melody. A song for children born and to be born. But it was sung first to men and women who came in from the fields with sun-blackened hands and who gathered by a Palestine campfire to listen to Chopin. And when all the encores were rendered and the applause subsided, Nahum Nardi played a new composition, David Haroe, and a girl named Yona sang. They still sing that song in the schools of Israel. They sing many songs of Nahum Nardi. Lullabies, songs of the Bedouin, songs of the field and toil, songs of nature, and the prophets and rabbis of olden times. Many songs. But they also sing of the child born to Yona, the child for whom Nardi had promised a song.
You should be very proud of him, Yona. I think he's an extremely handsome boy.
Very nice of you to say so.
Extremely handsome for a boy.
Nardi, may I inform you of something?
You found some words to go with the melody that's been plaguing me.
No.
It's not important.
Oh, it's important, Nardi. I'm trying to tell you that babies have a choice of two sexes, male or female.
Yona, that's very obvious.
Then it should be obvious even to a composer that this handsome little baby boy is nothing but a pretty little baby girl.
Oh.
You're an old... Her name is Abigail.
Yona, that's no good. I had a song all composed for a boy. I even picked out a name. Aaron.
Her name is Abigail. You promised her a song.
Yona, let's discuss this like two civilized human beings. I'll send you a book.
A song.
What can you write about a girl baby? Oh, excuse me. No offense intended.
Right, but her name is Abigail.
Yona, that doesn't get me very far. Yona, you're deliberately making her cry in order to influence me. Hey, it's extremely difficult to write about girl babies. They have negative personalities. Shh. No. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean a thing. No. Hey. You know, Abigail understands.
Right, but she has sparkling eyes and a gentle smile.
She's a crybaby.
Sparkling eyes.
All right, Yona.
Right, but her teeth are like two rows of ivory.
My dear Yona. You may be her mother and therefore blind, but feel with your fingers. She's toothless.
They'll grow in.
How do you know? I've heard of cases...
You're going to make her cry.
Oh. Hello, Abigail. No, you don't have to cry. For a girl, she's not at all bad looking. No pinching, Yona. I'll write a song for Abigail. In fact, I'll be very glad to.
Words of the song? Blessings on little Abigail, with her sparkling eyes and gentle smile, and her teeth like two rows of ivory. Blessings on this flower blooming in the hills of Judea. May she grow up to a life of Torah and work, a life of joy and blessings.
Shalom Rab, Shalom.
Between 1923 and today, Nachum Narding has composed nearly 600 songs. Not all have been equal, but all have found their singers. In Israel, you will hear the songs of the festivals and the workdays, songs of prayer, songs of dancing, songs for the shepherd in the field, and for the cantor in the synagogue. This is how you help to build a house. With pick and shovel, hammer and plow, with wheelbarrows and tractors, and peaceful armies of men and women and children who sing. Wherefore should they sing? Because a land that was barren is now abundant. Because thousands who were homeless are now in their place. Because the barbed wire is down and the soldier has returned to his house. For all these things, and for more.
Eliyahu, why does a little thing like this remain so elusive?
That's because you should have composed your song to words already written. Now it's up to you to make up your own words or continue looking.
I've looked everywhere. The prophets, the poets Bialik, Yehuda Halevi, Ibn Gabir.
Nadi, why don't you try the Book of Psalms?
I have tried. I've read the first 120 Psalms over and over again. No luck, Eliyahu.
Then it's simple. Begin with Psalm 121. Where's my Bible? Play that thing again until I find the place. Nardi, listen. This is Psalm 121, a song of ascents. I will lift up mine eyes into the mountains. From whence shall my help come? My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel doth neither slumber nor sleep.
All ye ten lamot ragelecha, al yanum shomerecha.
I will lift up mine eyes unto the mountains. From whence shall my help come? My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York, 27, New York. And now we take pleasure in presenting Mrs. Frank Cohen, Chairman of the National Jewish Music Council of the National Jewish Welfare Board. Mrs. Cohen.
You have just heard of the metamorphosis of a composer trained in Western music under the impact of life in Israel. In America, Stephen Foster and others sang the songs of America. Nardi and others, under the influence of the loveliness of the land and its people living freely and creatively on their own soil, will sing of Israel. Here, too, in our country, Jewish music will have its parallel growth as the American Jewish community matures culturally. There is a midrash that the world was created only for song and melody. Thus, the Jews have expressed the need and value of music to them. It is evident that music has always been an integral, almost an inherent part of Jewish life. In the Bible, we read of the songs and instruments of our ancestors, and even the manner of performance. If during the Babylonian exile the Jews put away their harps, their song must have been of exceeding importance. Almost every life experience of a Jew has its musical expression. The songs of childhood, tender songs of learning, the chants of the synagogue, sanctified by the prayer texts and by their antiquity, the songs of love and marriage, of work, of poverty and hardship, the songs of protest, the melodies of the Hasidim, that sect to whom music was prayer itself, the songs of the festivals and the holidays, the sad songs, the songs of humor and gaiety, the whole gamut of personal and group emotion has been made manifest in music. The experiences of Jews in America have begun to stir the creative imagination and skills of some of our American Jewish composers. We are witnessing a renaissance of Jewish music here, in performance and in composition, reflecting the gradual intensification of creative Jewish living in our country. We anticipate that new strands of Jewish music will be woven into the already rich fabric, and varied and original patterns of Jewish music will emerge. The great traditions of synagogue and folk music will become the base upon which our contemporary Jewish music composers will build, interpreting Jewish values and experiences here. The music that will flourish in Israel and the Jewish music that will develop in this country will be strongly linked. Together, they will enrich not only the sources of Jewish music, but the sources of universal music. For as music is a means of communication of human experience, Jewish music, whether of Israel or America, will interpret Jewish values, which are essentially human values, and will be appreciated by all who have ears to listen and hearts and minds to respond.
Thank you, Mrs. Cohen. Eternal Light drama today, Who Can Build a House, was written by Morton Wishengrand. Judith Eisenstein served as music consultant for this script. The orchestral music was composed by Morris Mamorski and conducted by Milton Kadams. Cantor David Putterman and Marta Schlamme were the vocalists, and Milton Kay was at the piano. Featured as Nahum Nardi was Leon Janney, and Norman Rose was the narrator. The production was under the direction of Frank Papp. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Ozzie and Harriet, radio's nicest young couple tonight on NBC.